you get here at our lovely, lovely station. Call in 604-822-8648, UBC unit or CITR.ca. Help us out with our fund drive. Thanks so much for all of those of you who've donated already and are intending on donating. We really appreciate that, especially, well, it's not easy to ask for money. So thanks again. That's it for the show. Take care of yourselves. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Unceded Airwaves up next.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hello and welcome to Unceded Airways Fun Drive Edition. My name is Celia Joseph.
And I'm Willow Thixon. We're here to host the Fun Drive and bring you into this beautiful, beautiful Monday. So yep. I'd like to acknowledge our presence on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and peoples. Thank you for having us as guests. What you were just listening to was a little bit of a deviation from our normal, much like this Fun Drive is a deviation from our normal. What you're listening to is Leonard Sumner, Heart of Gold, featuring Charlie Feta. He is a fellow Ojibwe or Anishinaabe person out of Manitoba.
Yes, because today, as a special treat, you get to listen to the whole Red Bone come and get your love. not just a tasty little snippet that leaves you hungry for more. Today you get the real deal.
All right. If you don't know what the Fun Drive is, we're trying to collect money to keep us on air, essentially, to help promote all of the beautiful lessons we learn here at CITR. They help train young and up-and-coming media people who learn how to write music. They taught me how to use the microphones, edit audio, run a radio show. It's pretty fantastic. So you're helping to support Indigenous content on the airwaves.
Yeah, so we should maybe give a little bit of information about Unceded Airways if you've never listened before, if you're not one of our growing fan base. So the collective started this year. We got grant funding to start three collectives: Indigenous Collective, Women's Collective, and Accessibility Collective. And so this was part of a national initiative to bring more marginalized voices into radio, into media. And so I applied for the job and I got it to coordinate this collective. So that first entailed reaching out to campus to see who was involved. And there's been lots of people that have wanted to get involved, and for lots of different reasons. One of the main ones is that mainstream media basically doesn't reflect our voices, and it frames and has traditionally and continues to frame Native people in ways that aren't accurate or don't speak to our truths. And so community radio, campus radio in particular, offers this amazing platform for us to bring our voices live on air to the campus and beyond. And we've brought in our friends, we've brought in family members, we've brought in community members. We've showcased a lot of Indigenous music, local and beyond.
And beyond.
And we also talk about community events. So we try and keep the Native community here even more connected by supporting the events that are being thrown each week.
I think for me, part of the reason why I got involved was I really enjoy not only hearing my own voice, which is true if you know me, okay, I also really like being able to promote my friends' work. So I've been able to play a lot of music that otherwise wouldn't get airtime, up-and-coming Indigenous artists that need the recognition because they're phenomenal artists. And sadly, our mainstream radio stations are playing the same music over and over again. I also really like to be able to promote phenomenal initiatives that are happening within our community. So not only events, so not only, you know, Talking Stick Festival or up-and-coming workshops, but initiatives that you can get involved in. Like I did a show on Rematriate, or I did, you know, there's other things that we get to talk about that normally wouldn't get play on the air. So I think I like to celebrate your love for us being on the radio because I like you listening to me and Celia and our beautiful and lovely guests that we have on the radio, our critical content, our fun content. I think that Unceded Airwaves brings something unique that you don't get anywhere else. So if you would like to donate to the Unceded Airwaves show, you can donate online at citr.ca/fundrive. And underneath the show, you can click Unceded Airwaves to help us reach our goal of $150. Not that much. Any dollars count. So we have some initiatives if you want to donate. You can also call in to donate at 604-UBC-UNIT, 604-822-8648. And we would greatly appreciate it. You can donate enough money that you can get a date with one of us lovely ladies. A decolonized date.
Yeah, decolonial date where we will cook for you a traditional feast and we will watch a Native movie. What could be better?
Really?
I can't think of anything better. Additionally, if you call in during our show, Willow here and Samantha Nock, two of our collective members, have agreed to bead you a personalized pair of earrings.
You can pick the colors.
You can pick the colors. And another prize that you can get if you call in on top of the already amazing CITR prizes is an all Indigenous artist mixtape.
Yeah.
Made
by yours truly.
Yeah. And we are going to give you tastes of what to expect from that mixtape. But first, to our dedicated listeners who tune in each week, we would like to play for you the whole Redbone Come and Get Your Love. Your treat today.
Hey, what's the matter? Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
The spirit world is more real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
Is everything. You are invited to the second annual Nihio Pascua Itsimawan Powwow, taking place on unceded Musqueam territories here at UBC. The powwow is happening March 26th in the Great Hall of the AMS Nest. Grand entry is at 12. Come for traditional dancing, singing, food, and artisan crafts. What could be better? Mark your calendars, folks. Everybody welcome. For more information, please visit UBC Powwow Facebook group or contact the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Student Association.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
What better way to end off a week-long fun drive than with a kick-ass party? On March 4th, join us at the Hindenburg on West Cordova from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a night-long celebration of all your support and commitment to community radio. It's one rad night you won't want to miss. We've got a silent auction, CITR DJ spinning, and the launch of Pop Alliance Volume 4 with Mint Records. To help us launch the album, we've got Morning Coup, Stefana Fratila, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Kelt Babies coming to perform for you. Tickets are $10 online or $12 at the door. For tickets and info, check out CITR on Facebook.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective on CITR 101.9. I'm here with
Celia Joseph from Squamish and Nanaimo Nations.
And my name is Willa Thixon. In case you haven't heard me before, I am Anishinaabe Cree, Métis, and I don't like to talk about the French, but it's there. Just kidding.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territories.
And this is the Fun Drive 2016, where we try and raise money to help support the radio station because it is not for profit, as well as hosting workshops and education sessions to teach us, like Celia and myself, how to do this radio thing. I think I've gained a lot of experience and knowledge working. No, I haven't been working. It's more of a volunteer thing because I like it here, but...
She loves it here.
I actually love it here. I actually spend a fair amount of time just hanging out in the radio station because it's really nice to be able to have some sort of control over what's on the airwaves. So unceded airwaves is our way of decolonizing the airspace and bringing Indigenous content. So part of the fun drive is you helping us stay on the air by donating. So if you want to donate... which we would love, and
love.
I would feed you a pair of earrings.
Mm-hmm. And I'd make you an Indigenous mixtape.
What? All the gifts. You can call at 604-822-8648, or you can just go online, citr.ca/fundrive, and donate, and help us stay on the air to hear more Indigenous content. We will be accepting, I think we're going to accept donations all week, and it ends on March 4th. If you didn't hear that beautiful PSA that was played earlier about the fun drive and our ending kickoff with Morning Coup on Friday with a whole bunch of bands, it's going to be a lot of fun, but we need your support to stay on the air. We have to raise, what is it, $150 per show, which isn't a lot.
That's our minimum. We're aiming for the sky here.
We're aiming
for the stars.
Yeah. We want to be like, this is our first year on air. CITR, keep us here. Plus, give us more space.
Yeah. And I'll just repeat what that number was. So it's 604-822-8648.
Beautiful. So we've donated because we love this radio station and hearing ourselves and creating space for next generation Indigenous radio broadcasters, because obviously Celia is graduating this year. I have already graduated. I'm doing a victory lap before I start med school in September, and I will be here. Hopefully next year I'll have the space and time in med school to be able to be on the air and help show hopefully some new undergrads or graduate students that want to be involved how to run the boards, and they'll get training through CITR, and then we'll keep the collective going. But we need your help to do that. On a different note, we're going to talk a little bit, I think, about what happened last night. We all know, unless you don't know who Dwayne Howard is, which is very possible, but he's Vancouver Indian famous. He is like from the downtown east side originally. Not originally, nobody originates there, but I mean, he has made like a 180 degree turnaround.
Except I originated there.
Well,
not Squamish territory.
Okay. What, you were did not originate there. That's not where your people like were giving birth. Well, maybe.
Well, that's where my people. That's our traditional territory, right? That's where our creation stories are from.
Okay, well, you're originally from there. But he turned his life around 180 degrees, joined into film, and he's been doing film, I think, for like 18, 20 years now. And he finally made his break in the big Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Revenant, that he finally won his Oscar for. And he finally, well, he did not finally, he's always been about environmental activism. But I really appreciate how in his speech he called for kind of a movement of anti-corporatism and acknowledged Indigenous people's struggles and marginalized people being the most affected by climate change, which I thought was huge because you don't see other people using their stardom like that. It was also really stunning to see Dwayne walk the red carpet in his custom-made Haida suit. Who is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look up. Let's see. Her name
is Dorothy Grant.
Dorothy Grant, and she's Haida?
Yeah, she's Haida. She does a lot of beautiful silks, and you can find them at MOA if you're into it, or she has a lot of stuff online. There's stuff at Barb's in Alert Bay. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere, but it was stunning to see him represent so well. And he had this, like, silver carved bolo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, regardless of where you're at with the Oscars, given it was a... It's a contentious year, but as Chris Rock pointed out, if you were watching in his opening speech, every year has been contentious for people of color. Or, well, you know, Chris Rock, he specifically was talking about blackness, and I understand because that's his context, but I really felt like there was a lacking of other people of color, minorities, who have been totally erased from the film scene. For example, Dwayne and the two other Indigenous actors that he was with on the red carpet yesterday, that was the first time since Dances with Wolves where Indigenous people were invited to the Oscars, with the exception of the young woman from Whale Rider, the Maori actor, and Sachin Littlefeathers. That's it. And Sachin Littlefeathers is the only Native person on the stage ever. And that's just not good enough, right? And so... It was for that reason alone, even though it brings up a lot of problems and emotions, Dwayne just looked damn good.
He really did.
He looked damn good.
I don't really watch the Oscars. I watched Leo's speech because pretty much Dwayne and Leo flooded my newsfeed everywhere I went. It was like, if it wasn't on Twitter, it was on Insta. If it wasn't on Insta, it was on my Facebook, because, you know, shout outs to all of the beautiful, phenomenal and actresses that were on The Revenant. Like, there were people all over the Lower Mainland that were participating in the filming and the production and the crew, and that were actual stars in the movie that weren't there on the red carpet. So kudos to them. But I choose to not watch the Oscars because I feel like it's like, hooray, white guys giving other white guys awards for being stellar white guys.
Yeah, you know? On Saturday Night Live, they were like, the Oscars is going to be so long, white, and boring that it might even win an Oscar.
I like that. And that's why I don't watch it. It's like, women occasionally get the awards too, but they typically are very, very white. And so I'm like, great, it's now just white people giving other white people. Yeah.
People were like, who wants to tell Spike Lee that there's a movie called Brooklyn with an all-white cast?
And that's just one of the many reasons I don't buy into that. I also think it's super rigged, but that's on my
list. Well, it is. It's political, right? But what I was so disappointed with was that The Revenant got it, so Alejandro Iñárritu, the Mexican director, he got Best Director for it, but then they didn't get Best Film, which is rare. I feel like they're normally correlated. They didn't get Best Film. Spotlight got it, but if he did get it, then Duane was going to make a speech. Duane had a speech, and that would have been so good. So I was just so bummed. I was bummed because I really would have loved to have been able to see him speak. And then I was also disappointed with people being like, oh, I'm so... like, thank God he got invited. I'm so glad. As though the alternative, him not being invited, would have been acceptable. Because he had as much FaceTime as anybody, other than Leo. Right?
Well, it was like Leo and, what's his name, Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy and Duane. And so yeah. The only thing that I was kind of cheesed about in the movie and in real life with this whole thing is that it was all males. So even though Mila and Gracie had parts in the movie that weren't giant parts, let's say that, but they were still
significant.
Still significant, like still continuously flashbacking to Grace and so, and still Mila getting the daughter that was like being hunted, you know? So having all males being the representatives of the movie to me felt kind of weird. Like,
yeah, and they're like, the movie wasn't perfect, right? That's for sure. No. But all that being said, it was
kudos to Duane.
Oh God. I was just it was such a good moment for him and for us. So yeah, that was exciting.
And so we're going to play you some music. Oh, what you were listening to before was some Morning Coup. If you didn't hear or know her before, she will be here on Friday playing for the Fun Drive. So that song was called
Baby Blue.
And Morning Coup is actually from Siksika. So she's Blackfoot. And I will talk a little bit more about the Blackfoot story in a bit. But first, we're going to listen to some Frank Wallen, Ab Original.
Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. I grew up unknown. The world said I couldn't be a king, but in the city I could see a throne. Feeling like the king of the damned in the kingdom of sand. Building castles as my freedom expands, just to watch it fall down as the tides roll in. I never seen a storm come without a wind. And so I idle no more, rat the plight of the poor. Cause educated warriors are vital to war. And we battling oppression, got me stressing. Wondering if I'll ever learn my lesson. Cause I can't let my people go, and I can't let my weakness show. Even when I'm hopeless and I'm pitiful, I keep going knowing that I'm aboriginal.
I got this aboriginal soul, I got this aboriginal flow. I got this pain that I can't shake, ties to my people I can't break. Got this history in my blood, got my tribe that shows me love. So when I rise, you rise, yeah. Come on, let's rise, get it. It's been months since I seen a native. It's messing with my creative approach. It's got me jaded, isolated. No one understands me like my people. These white kids don't know my struggles. I ain't equal in their eyes. Their intolerance brings me troubles. I'm not the noble savage, doing damage to the perception of who I am. Self-destruct when I self-construct my own plan of my identity, from their affinity to rape the culture, they rape the land. Shaming in the end just to save the man, but this in the end never dies. I got this aboriginal soul, I got this aboriginal flow. I got this pain that I can't shake, ties to my people I can't break. Got this history in my blood, got my tribe that shows me love. So when I rise, you rise, yeah. Come on, let's rise, yeah.
I got those reservation blues, reservation blues. I got those reservation blues, reservation blues. I got those reservation blues, reservation blues. I got those reservation blues, I got those reservation blues.
Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown.
chiefs are all shot. Digital blankets give us spiritual smallpox. Certain revelations arise, and my path becomes a cleared reservation. Skies and I could use a little hope sometimes, cause I was dead broke when I wrote this rhyme. So faith in myself's what I'm supposed to find. Play culture, Red Rover, and I broke the line. I blew right past it, rap view like acid. Mind of an activist, my cult a suicide. Who mastered hip hop to fight his battle? Saddle up this beat and let my rhymes unravel, yeah. Oh God, call your cavalry, because I leave stereotypes as casualties, yeah. Better call your cavalry, because I leave all your doubts as casualties. I don't see no reservations now. I'm trying to get up out of here. I don't need somebody tell me how I'm supposed to live my life in fear. These borders can't hold me back. Can't hold me back. These borders can't hold me back. Can't hold me back. Close now. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective on 101.9 CITR. My name is Willow Thixon, and I would like to raise my hands in acknowledgement of the Musqueam people for hosting us on this unceded territory of theirs that they actually share with the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh people. And I have a co-host,
Celia Joseph from Squamish and Nanaimo Nations.
And we are here doing our live fun drive edition. Yay!
Yay, fun drive!
Fun drive. We're raising money to keep us on air, keep Indigenous content flowing, and keep the education coming for the next generations of radio broadcasters. So if you would like to donate to us, please phone right now or later. You have until Friday, really.
But if you phone right now, you get our prizes. That's the thing.
Yeah, I will bead you a pair of earrings of your color and length. Ooh.
I will make you a I'll make you an Indigenous mixtape, and we will send it to you.
Yeah, by mail. Or give it to you by hand, and then you get a sweet handshake and a hug. Hug. Mm-hmm. You get a hug.
But the real high rollers get a date with the collective where we will make you a traditional feast and we'll watch an Indigenous film.
Yeah. Evan Adams. What you got now?
Yeah.
Maybe some smoke signals?
Whatever. Mm. It's not whatever. Maybe some rhymes for young ghouls.
Ooh, that's a little dark for a date, but you know, whatever you'd like. Whatever you'd like. If you want to donate, call 604-822-8648.
Additionally, on top of our fabulous prizes, CITR is giving away their own swag. If you donate $30, you will get a Friends of CITR membership card, which not only makes you a member of CITR, but it gives you discounts to all these awesome local businesses in town. If you donate
$60, you get the Friends of CITR card with all of the discounts, plus a CITR growler, which you can fill up at any one of the delicious breweries around town, or water if you don't roll like that. For a $101.9, you get a Friends of CITR card, a CITR customized growler, and a CITR notebook, along with one or more of our fantastic prizes on top of that. So really, you're just getting like a whole swag bag at that point. If you want to donate like all of the money, you get all of the prizes. The prizes just keep accumulating. So if you donate
$175, you get the CITR swag bag, which is exceptionally cool because not only do you get a fabulous CITR tote, but you also get an LP, the record that that CITR puts out. Then on top of that, you get the notebook, the growler, the CITR card. For $250, a framed Discorder cover of your choice, plus all the aforementioned treats.
And for $500, essentially you're a superstar at this point, you get an on-air shout-out plus 10-song playlist of your choice, the framed Discorder cover of your choice, CITR swag bag and LP, CITR notebook, CITR growler, Friends of CITR card, a date with one of us or all of us, beaded earrings.
One or all.
And a mixtape.
Mixtape, you get a mixtape.
All right, I'm going to talk a little bit. We were talking about Morning Koo and how she's from Siksika, which is one of the Blackfoot Nations. On this Friday, there is a screening, a Vancouver premiere of Elder in the Making, which is a movie about Treaty 7 and kind of the Blackfoot Confederacy and what happened there. So it's kind of geared towards allies and or like settler allies or otherwise, as well as if you want to know a little bit more about the history of Treaty 7 or the Blackfoot people. That goes a little bit into kind of what happened to the buffalo? Where are the Blackfoot people? Why do you see subtleties in names and don't understand what they mean? Have you ever been to Calgary? That's pretty much all Blackfoot. Well, Sarcee might have something to say about that. It's also Dene culture, Dene community, but not actually Dene. They were kind of there when the Indian agents came. Anyways, it's at 8 p.m. on Friday, 4th of March, at York Theatre. You can get tickets at thecult.com. If you've never been to any cult shows, it's amazing. It is more of a, it's like a cult, which I think is why the name is The Cult. C-U-L-T-C-H. Because it is a cult. They have phenomenal shows. They bring in amazing artists, show amazing movies and theater productions. And I've seen probably 5 different shows at The Cult, and every single time, it's phenomenal. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some events that are happening, because this week there are a lot of events. There is the Coastal First Nations Dance Festival, and that starts on Friday the 4th. It says March 1 till 6, but most of the events are happening on Friday and Saturday. There are events for kids and high school students that happen at the Museum of Anthropology all week. My friend James Jones, who is the hoop dancer for A Tribe Called Red, as well as he runs what's called Powwow Fit, which is kind of like a powwow boot camp type course. He's doing shows and workshops with kids, I think, all week. He'll be here and in town. You can see a lot of the events on Friday the 4th or Saturday the 5th. They're doing a welcoming with Larry Grant. There's a lot of indigenous dancers of Damelhand, which is also amazing. There's some dancers from Six Nations, some Haida dancers. It'll be a really, really nice treat. You can get tickets on eventbrite.ca. There is a night celebrating strong Indigenous women. So if you are a strong Indigenous woman, or you would like to go and celebrate strong Indigenous women that you may know or you may not know, or you want to get to know, hey, you can go and check that out. It's at the York Theatre on Saturday at 6 p.m. There's a silent auction. There's going to be some phenomenal performers like Madeline McCallum. If you've never seen her dance, she's just a bright shining light. She's also my Twindian. Hey. And Laura Grizzly Paws, if you've never seen her dance, she's phenomenal. JB, the First Lady, is going to perform. UBC's own Dr. Miguel D'Angeli is going to be there. It'll be a beautiful celebration of strong Indigenous women. Following that, there is another celebration of women. It's called She. I had mentioned it before on my radio show that I had DJ Cookham, or Cheyenne, because she will be DJing there. And it's a celebration of women and word in music. So very... it makes sense that I mention it on a women's hosted radio show right now. It's at the Wise Hall. If you don't know where that is, it's like on Adnack Street near Commercial Drive. It starts Saturday at 8 p.m. It'll be going till late. There will be drinks. There will be dancing. There will be a lot of amazing female performers, not all of which are Indigenous, but some are. And like I said before, it'll be my favorite DJ, DJ Cookham, Cheyenne Kootenai. All right, we have some more music coming up. And... donate to us because we're pretty amazing.
Yahoo!
Fun Drive 2016, Unseated Airwaves Edition. What do we have coming up next?
We have Boogie the Beat, Sidestep.
The spirit world is more real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
Awards. Better research, better audio, deeper analysis, and more informative and entertaining radio, all from your independent local perspective. Help us out here at CITR and donate this fund drive. This year, we're looking to increase the cultures on our airwaves and support our training. Go to citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. 604 UBC Unit.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream, we could
start again. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome back to Unceded Airways. You are listening to CITR 101.9. This is Celia Joseph and...
I'm Willa Thixon. I'm Anishinaabe, Cree, Métis, French.
And I'm Squamish and Nanaimo. And we are hosting today's Fun Drive episode for the collective.
Yeah, raising money to keep our station alive and to keep Indigenous content on the airwaves.
And the first thing we would like to do is thank Alan.
Yeah, for donating to Unceded Airways.
Our first call-in during the episode. Very exciting for Willow and I. Most of the pledges happen before or after. We don't count on too many happening during the episode, but that was until we met Alan.
Yeah, Alan's like our new number one biggest fan, so I am your biggest fan, Alan, and thank you for that. We have some, if you wanted to donate, it's 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/fundrive. It's cool that we're asking for money. Everybody asks for money. Sometimes you just need it, right?
We need it to keep alternative Indigenous radio content on the air and to keep CITR thriving, and CITR does some amazing work
It centers the voices of marginalized people and gives youth a voice to do the work that they want to do and tell the alternative news that they want to tell.
Exactly. And we get to play pretty much whoever we want on the airways. Hence that PSA. We're going to play some music from some local friends of ours. I'm going to say friends. They're friends of ours. They're up and coming. They were playing at the Talking Stick Festival. They played a couple of spaces afterwards. They're up and coming. So we're going to play them. But the content warning was because I think there's some swear words. So if you have some kids nearby, maybe shield their ears. Put them to sleep. Put them in the other room, or otherwise,
or maybe your kids get to hear songs with swears, and that's okay.
Yeah, maybe they get to hear the songs with swears. But just the warning, just in case you didn't hear that before about the songs we're gonna follow out with. Thank you for participating with us on this fun drive. It's been absolutely lovely.
Yeah, so please keep tuning in to Unseated Airwaves. Today was a more chill episode where we were just telling you what we're all about and how to donate for Fun Drive and listening and giving you a sneak peek of some of the Native artists that we play on our show and also that will be on the mixtape if you donate.
Donate money.
So tune in on Mondays from 11 to 12. We are Unseated Airwaves 101.9 FM. Haichka OCM. Our hands are up to our hosts and to our listeners.
Hi, hi. Me Gwich from here. All across Turtle Island. If you don't hear us on Mondays from 11 till 12 p.m., you can go on the CITR website and download our podcasts because you love us so much. Woop woop. See you next Monday.
Oh, man. Just another one of them days, you know? So before I go any further, I got a question. Yo, can I kick it?
Yes, you can!
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 Can a younger kick it?
Yes, you can!
Can a younger kick it?
Yes, you can!
Can a younger kick it?
Yes, you can!
Well, I'm gone. Stay fresh to death, they call me pretty boy. Smoking that good to feel right like Dizzy Boy. Up in Van City, fucking rights, I'm on my grizzly boy. Yeah, yeah. So can I kick it? Be going up on a Tuesday, is you with it? Been dealing with some bullshit, but now I won't get specific in. I haven't seen my Menace in a minute, man. They passing through for the night. D, wanna go for some drinks? I said, hell yeah, fucking ride. Like a guest man, Jim Carrey. Barney Stinson, Steez, ain't nothing less than legendary. Suit up, we at the strip club,